Joining us now on the line is one of my favorites, and I don't just say that gratuitously, Bob Bubka from Rogue Golf Radio, who joins us numerous times in the past over the years. He is in Dallas this weekend covering the Byron Nelson Championship, and he joins us now. Bobby, good morning to you, bright and early out in the Lone Star State. Thanks for joining us.
Well, not a problem, guys, and happy Memorial Day to you.
Absolutely. Happy Memorial Day. Pat and I were just talking in the opening segment. That is the unofficial start of summer, and we definitely know it down here because it's been raining, it seems like, for about 2 weeks now, every single day. So we're getting plenty of precipitation down here, and you know when that happens, it's summertime.
Yeah, I was just actually had the TV on and was listening about the space shuttle having some problems landing because of the inclement weather, and I guess Daytona really getting slammed with a lot of precipitation. Hopefully that sun will come out and you guys will dry up. It was dry. You know, when we were down in Jacksonville for the Players' Championship, they were complaining down there about the lack of rain. I guess maybe they complained a little too loud.
Yeah, I remember Robert Allenby specifically after his final round Sunday saying that the tournament committee lost the greens midweek and they were dead, and he said they'd probably take a month to grow back. Well, maybe a little less with all this rain. But up there in Dallas, Bobby, you take a look at the leaderboard, and we talked about it. Scoring is phenomenal. 13 under par, 197 leads after three rounds, and you've got to go all the way down to Mark Leishman, who's tied for ninth, to find a player who shot a 70 at any point this week. We've got Sabatini going 68, 64, 65. Mallinger going 67 with a pair of 65s Friday and Saturday. They are definitely going low this weekend.
Well, they are, and they've had ideal weather, guys. As a matter of fact, yesterday they started early. They went off two tees. They played in threesomes. They had a threat of thunderstorms moving into the area. Ironically enough, not one arrived. And today they decided to go regular, and I just watched the weather forecast, and now they're calling for thunderstorms sometime this afternoon, maybe in the early evening. So we may have a problem here getting this complete, but we'll have to wait and see. So there hasn't been any wind. The golf course is probably in the best shape it's ever been, and these guys are taking full advantage of it. Somebody that I'm going to throw out there, you know, Rory Sabatini, John Mallinger, yeah, they're tied for the lead, and this year in 09, 75% of the third-round leaders or co-leaders have gone on to win, but I kind of like the chances of Brian Davis. He's hitting 82% of the greens in regulation. This is his 19th round in a row at par or better, the longest streak on tour. He's formerly from England. He's drawing inspiration from Paul Casey, who won in Houston just a few weeks back. I think Brian Davis is going to come out on top today.
Well, we talked about a little bit, Bob, that I actually said that anybody probably 7, maybe 8 under still has a chance of this thing just because of the low scoring. And like Russ said, somebody could probably shoot 62 out of one of those groups and put a score in and maybe put a little heat on some of these guys, you know, 13 or 11 under. But, yeah, I like Brian Davis, too. I like Dustin Johnson, too. I think he's been hitting the ball. You know, he crushes the ball. Young guys, already got a couple wins and seems to be in a comfort zone there in Irvin, Texas, and seems to be enjoying the course. But what do you think, Bob, about the course setup today? Do you think they're going to set the pins in tough positions like most tournaments do for Sunday, or are they going to let these guys try and fire at some pins and, you know, make them shoot again like 65, 66 to win this thing?
Well, I think, Pat, it's probably going to be a little bit tougher. This is one of the few events that the scores have actually gone down each day. They were lower on Friday than Thursday. They were lower yesterday than on Friday. But I think you'll see that scoring average for the field go up just a little bit. They'll use the Sunday hole locations, like 17, which is that long par 3 over the water. That's going to be cut way to the right. That water will be coming into play. I think they're going to tighten it up. They're trying to identify a true champion here. I mean, this really is one of the great events on tour. It's a little unusual in a lot of aspects because it probably has the highest percentage of non-golfers that come out as fans. It's more of a beauty contest, and then it turns into a party. Reports the other day, Thursday, 35,000 spectators in attendance, 350,000 cans of beer sold. So it's unusual, and it's not quite the same since Byron Nelson hasn't been here. It was just such a thrill each and every year to come here and speak to that wonderful gentleman. Every moment with him, I certainly cherished over the years. But they have a group here, the Salesmanship Club. They wear the red pants. You'll probably see them on TV. They do an outstanding job. They give more money to charity than any other event on tour, and they've done it for a long, long time.
Yeah, those salesmen, they stand out with their vivid red slacks and white shirts. You can't miss them when you're watching crowd shots. Sometimes the volunteers blend in because they wear khakis and maybe a light blue or a light green golf shirt, but the volunteers at the Byron Nelson stand out because they've got the bright red slacks and the white shirt. Bob Bubka from World Golf Radio joining us here on the line, live from Dallas, Irving, Texas, to be exact, just outside of Dallas. Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. And we're seeing a lot of low scores this year, Bob, and I'm curious if you've noticed, they've been talking about it quite a bit on some of the broadcasts throughout the year, that the PGA Tour has made a very concerted effort to thin out the rough at all tournament stops throughout the year. You mentioned Paul Casey winning in Houston, and in fact, they got rid of the rough altogether at the Shell because it was the week before the Masters, and they wanted it to be similar to the conditions the players would see 1 week later at Augusta National. But have you noticed the fact that the rough, which perhaps was at 4 or 5 inches last season, is now this season at all the tour stops down to 2 or 2.5?
No, you bring up a great point there, Russ. I don't know whether it's... they're doing it on purpose or it's just been accidental. It seems like there's a conflict of interest when we go from location to location. It seems like some events want their golf course extremely tough. Other golf courses want it where, a lot of birdies and a lot of eagles can be made to bring in excitement. It's tough to get the proper balance between a degree of difficulty and accessibility to the birdie barrage. But as you said, it definitely has been a trend so far in 2009, and it may have something to do with the fact that next year, when they're not playing with the square grooves in their irons, it's going to be even harder to get it out of the rough, even if the rough is not as long as it used to be.
Hey, Bob, last question for me. One of the guys who's not there normally plays in this event, Phil Mickelson, and Russ and I have talked a little bit about this. His wife diagnosed with breast cancer. He's taking an indefinite leave from the tour. And some of the players I've noticed, Rory Sabatini being one, have the pink ribbon on their hat. How much do you think the players are cognizant of Phil's absence there, or is this something that they're just doing in recognition, and then once they get on the course, they're pretty much just thinking about golf?
Well, Pat, I think every player probably is different in that regard, but there's certainly a genuine concern. It's a fraternity out here. It's a very small family when you analyze the players that go from week to week, and when a tragic situation hits one of them, it hits all of them. I mean, it'd be no different than if something happened to a family member of one of us that were in radio. You guys would feel it. I'd feel it. That's the way it is. And our hearts go out to, and prayers obviously go out to Amy Mickelson. Talk to T.R. Ryman, who handles the publicity and the press for Phil. And he said the schedule of events going to be as follows: more tests are going to have to be done. A decision is going to be reached quickly after those tests. Then we'll see the magnitude of the operation. The magnitude of the operation will dictate the length of time when Phil can come back. Certainly at this juncture, the U.S. Open at Bethpage is in serious doubt for Phil. Hopefully he'll be there, not looking good at this moment. Quickly, we don't have much time. I'm going to give you another long shot winner today, guys.
Who's that?
Put your money on Michael Allen to win the Senior PGA Championship. He's playing in his first Champions Tour event, and he's the leading money winner all time in Q School. Matter of fact, he belongs to the Olympic Club out in San Francisco. They have a plaque on his locker. Leading money winner in Q School, kind of a dubious honor, but he has a one-shot lead going into the fourth and final round. Somebody else that did something similar you guys will probably remember, Bobby Watkins. He never won on the PGA Tour. Went to the Champions Tour, first event out. He came away a winner, and that wasn't a major. So Michael Allen looking to make some history today.
All right, so keep our eyes on Michael Allen up in Cleveland at Canterbury, and Brian Davis, England's finest, today in Dallas at the Byron Nelson. He is Bob Bubka, one of our favorites here on Golf Exchange. He's doing yeoman's work this week for World Golf Radio out in Dallas. Bob, as always, thank you so much for the time. Safe travels, my friend.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Bob.